Great. Still coaching.
If Percy is able to go, would you feel like he probably wouldn't be available to you just to try to get him more involved offensively?
No, I think, we haven't really discussed it that far yet. That's a good question because, at the end of the day, he means so much to our football team, and offensively, obviously, that's more reps. But, I'd love to have him back there, and if that's how it goes, that'd be great.
What was your assessment from what you saw in practice yesterday, how he looked?
He didn't do anything for me, so I didn't even see him, to be honest with you. After, I think, some of the stuff he did, we went out and kicked in the cold weather. So we had the punter and kicker and snapper out there for about a half an hour doing some work in the cold and the grass, the grass field. So
the conditions like
good.
That.
He's a mentally tough kid. He really is, and that's one of the things I liked about him from day one when I first met him. And he'll be fine. The other day he was, did not get underneath it enough. He drove a little bit far. It was a great protection, and they knocked it down. Peppers, and we told him Peppers is that's the guy. He did it to us last year. He's done it his whole career. I think he's got 13 blocks, and they had really virtually no penetration. And I thought we blocked it up pretty good. He just jumped straight up, timed it up perfect on a low kick. You're gonna knock it down.
What did Blair do on that? I mean, we'll just
he just it was 30 yards instead of getting underneath it like he normally does. He drove it. And he didn't have to drive it. I don't think he meant to. I just don't think he hit it exactly right. And
trajectory before? From
not really,
short,
no. I mean, we've given up a little bit of penetration on some kicks this year inside. Not very many, but every now and then you're going to get guys that get a couple yards of penetration, and he gets it up so quick that, he's basically negated their getting any pressure because they can't get there. They're not going to be able to get their hands on it. It's too high.
I would imagine that's not going to rattle him after, kicking a 55-yarder in his first game and all this stuff.
He's not rattled at all. And the great thing about Blair is that, first of all, I've been around young kickers and punters and young players that make excuses. Oh, I didn't do this, the grass, whatever. He made no excuses. He went over to the bench, great protection, fellas. It's my fault. We'll get it corrected. In the next one, I think it was the PAT. It was his last one. That thing was straight up in the air. So he corrected it right away.
Do you feel like it got a little exposed on that two-point conversion there just with the strong side so heavily?
I'm a pretty aggressive guy, and we blocked four kicks this year. In fact, the next one, we went at the end of the first half, and we went to an eight-man overload again, and that's who I am. And we ended up blocking that one. So, and we tipped another one earlier. So we're going to be aggressive. We're going to continue to be aggressive. Coach Frazier wants us to be aggressive. And do I need to do a better job in situational awareness? Probably, but it's nothing that they schemed. It's nothing that they got us on. They got us. They got an extra point. Hopefully, obviously we lost by 18. It didn't matter, but it could have mattered, obviously. So, and do I want to correct it? Absolutely. Am I going to do some things a little bit differently? Of course. But we're still going to be aggressive. We're still going to go after people. We're still going to block kicks.
Was there something that your players did wrong there just trying to defend that, or was it?
They did it right. In fact, Jamarcus Sanford almost made the play. If that's a fake field goal and they have fourth and four or more, we're going to stop it. But you run the risk anytime you do that. I mean, if you're going to have your punter go in there and do that, well, good luck. I mean, you can get an ACL. You can, break a collarbone. You can do something bad. But, they want that extra point. That's up to them. That's fine. Whatever. I'm cool with it.
It's just a matter of you thinking that there's no way anyone's going to actually do that on a PAT.
No, not that there's no way. I mean, obviously, I've thought about it, and I've changed over the course. I've tried to mix it up. I just didn't mix it up enough. And they got a point on us, extra point on us.
What happened on Chloe's shank over there?
I think the snap took him a little bit right, and he rushed it a little bit, and apparently the ball was dropped outside. I don't know if the wind blew it. He said the wind blew it, whatever. I don't know. Shouldn't happen. It wasn't that windy. I mean, were you guys there at the game? I mean, it was a beautiful day. Are you kidding me? Chicago in late November? It was a gorgeous day.
Is there a concern there? Because the drop on his punts were a concern earlier in the season.
Yeah, the first punt he had was probably a little bit high for the hang time, but we covered it really well. I mean, it was good enough punt. It was outside the numbers, and his last punt was fantastic. And trying to think, how many did he have? Four? Yeah, he had four. I think three of the four were pretty good punts, just the one, and we have to eliminate those at all cost.
And kickoffs, were you trying to pin him inside the 20 just to do? Or was that wind? Or Blair just didn't seem to have that.
Well, I figured they're going to bring it out. And Weems is aggressive, just like Hester. And we're going to kick it as high as far as we can. I'll take touchbacks against a team like Chicago any day because I think they're outstanding in their return game and their coverage game. But you know, we're looking for touchbacks against a good team always. You know, earlier in the season, Tampa Bay, we're trying to get them. Come on, bring it out. A couple other teams we played, come on, bring it out. We're going to get tackles inside the 20. Chicago, I'll take touchbacks all day long.
With Robinson, were you just trying to get him a kickoff, or was there something going on with Sherrill's that a return?
I was trying to get him a rep, and we didn't block it, and I felt bad for the kid. I was teasing him today about his career kickoff return average. It's not very good. It wasn't his fault. He should have brought it out. It wasn't that high hang time. It was probably 3-4 yards deep, and we did a terrible job inside of blocking that one. So I felt bad for him because we've been blocking up pretty good all year.
Is Jefferson a possibility there, or because of how much he's playing on defense now, you would probably shy away from using him?
No, I don't think that's a concern. I mean, maybe it would be after a long drive, but he wants to. You know, I have the luxury of having a few guys that are able to do it and want to do it, so I'm pretty lucky there. But he's definitely in the mix. That's it?
Yep.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.